Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is coming to you from Lexington, Kentucky, site of the first ever in the United States All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games. So I am here on location, courtesy of John Deere, and we'll learn a little bit more about what's going on here in a moment. But first, let me thank the sponsors for the Zimcast. That includes Novus International and also Leica Geosystems. We certainly appreciate their support. In the program this week, we are going to hear from the president and owner of AllTech, which is the title sponsor for these equestrian games. They're kind of like the Olympics of horse sports, is the way I keep hearing it referred to around here. And it is really a huge venue, and the opening couple days have been just fantastic weather-wise, and it's just a lot of pageantry and excitement as people from, I think it's over 60 countries, are competing here as well as participating and just coming out to enjoy all the activities. So I spoke to Dr. Pierce Lyons, have many times before, and at several points leading up to this over the last couple years. You'll, I think, hear the pride in his voice at what his team, his company, and the partners they've worked with have put together here with a very successful start to these games. And let's just hear what he's got to say and how he feels about the day finally here that we have the games started. We've had a chance to talk about this and these games multiple times over the last couple of years. The day's finally here. We got started yesterday. Your thoughts and impressions after all you've put into helping put this thing together and make it happen?
You know, the critical thing about anything is the beginning. Yeah, the first step is the first step in the journey. And so yesterday was the first step. And so it was terribly important for us, in fact, to get off to a good start. Did we get off to a good start? We got off to a brilliant start. So I think we've demonstrated, we've sent a message out loud and clear. This is amazing. This is extraordinary. Opening ceremony, which ran 2.5 to 3 hours, ending with Ronan Tynan, Wyona Judd. You know that she sang My Old Kentucky Home for the first time in 38 years, for her to sing it right here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. That was emotional for her. And I would say, really, when I reflect back on last night and I reflect back on the Haitian children that we brought in, it's an emotional, not necessarily overload, but it's an emotional roller coaster. Fantastic.
I can only imagine. And, you know, AllTech is an animal health and nutrition company.
Yes.
I don't know that the games have been sponsored by such a company before, but the fact that that is really putting agriculture and the business that you are in on a national stage has just got to be great for the industry.
It's huge for the industry. You know, our industry is not good at branding itself. Our industry is not good at marketing itself. But the fact of the matter is we depend on our farmers and we depend on agriculture to feed us. And we depend on the future farmers of America and the future farmers of the world to feed us. And if this event does one thing, I hope it'll tell your listeners out there that, wow, agriculture is exciting. And I'll give you an example of that. We have what we call the Kids Zone. And growing up in Ireland, you know, agriculture was very important. Well, about 6 years ago, they did a survey, and they found that 66% of kids said no way did they want to get involved in animal agriculture. We launched a program called Kids Zone, explaining to kids what agriculture is all about. And 5 years later, 66% of the kids said, this is neat. We want to get into animal agriculture. So this Alltech World Equestrian Games is about that, Chuck, as much as anything else. And behind me, with these children from Haiti and the coffee that we're promoting, the Alltech Haitian coffee, Citadel coffee as we call it, you know, this is agriculture at its best. This is sustainable, this is organic, this is fair trade, and you're giving these kids a future, and that's what it's all about.
Well, in mentioning them in particular, and of course we're going to have some nice photos on the website with you with them, but that really helps bring out the international nature of not only the games, but the business that Alltech's in and where your customers are.
Of course it does. And, you know, I'm a businessman, and I have to give something back as a businessman. All businessmen, in my opinion, have to give something back. It's just the right thing to do. And once I give something back, and once my people see me giving something back, and once they join with me in giving something back, our business simply continues to grow. It's growing and growing and growing, 20% every year. And you're going to hear, Chuck, all sorts of launching of this product, launching of that product. And that's coming from, frankly, some of the good things that my colleagues are doing. This is not a Pierce Lyons show. This is an Alltech show on one hand for these children, and of course WEG on the other hand. But if there's one thing that I'm proud of, is that how WEG on one side and Alltech on the other side came together to show the world what we can do in central Kentucky, what we can do in Kentucky. And I think you only have to read some of the accolades which were given out this morning in our newspapers to know that we're well on the way to achieving that. We have 15 days to go. So never say never. And don't rest on your laurels, but we're having fun, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, I think we've heard you say it, but I'll ask this. For you personally, emotionally, how would you describe how you feel at this point now that you see all these people coming in and realizing that, yes, you have played a role to make this happen?
Yeah. I can play many roles, and, you know, it's the role is not so important as the overall team. I have a role to play in this team and in this objective, but it is but a role. I find it easy to accept everything that's happened and happening. That's easy. And I don't get emotional about that. Mind you, when I'm surrounded by all these young little kids and they're calling, I'm kidding them. I said, where's your, you know, who am I, etc. That's emotional. And then somebody, you put your hand aside and you find a little hand has been put into your hand. That's very emotional. But I look around. Last night was emotional. Last night when I rode out with Muhammad Ali, and he comes alive, absolutely alive. That's emotional. But, you know, I think it was also very good for Muhammad Ali, because he reached out. And he, after all, is a child of adversity. He's a child who's come up and had his bicycle stolen, if you remember, and went on to be the greatest boxer that ever lived.
Well, I know we got days to go. I am so happy to have a chance to be a part of this first ever Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games taking place here in Lexington, Kentucky, and that is Dr. Pierce Lyons with Alltech, the sponsor for the games this year. Well, that is going to be the Zimcast for this week, and I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This one is from a group called Great Big C, and it's called Concerning Charlie Horse. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Come all ye friends, I'll sit you down and sing a doleful ditty. 'Twas on a day in April month we started from the city. We planned a day or two at Mars. We stalwart men were chosen to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond, who fell in when the pond was frozen. We seven men came roaring down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Avondale or Brigus, might have been fine. We was hungry as sin, but we never stopped in nor took any time to park us. We all of us knew that we must get through to remove old Charlie's carcass. Hey!
Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse here ran the course or pulled the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse and the ones he ought to know. Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. The car was no pocket comb, and beside him Moe was coasting, and Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark in the back seat he was roosting. There were Smiley Stubborn and the Mounted Police, it wasn't hard to find him, and Johnny Pollock and Sage where Sam was sitting right in beside him. Kevin and Buck was also there, for they bought some brown and brains. They was aiming to help as best they could to remove old Chuck's remains. Charlie was like a brother to shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a very good man, you see, although he'd been a horse. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse there ran the course or pulled the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse and I want you all to know. Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. And a few strong ropes removed old Shady's friend. We gave him a decent send-off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shady and his friend our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond his eyes are shining bright. Charlie nods an approving nod cause he knows we did him right. Shady will join him there one day and he'll bring the harness leather, and so on through all eternity they'll pull the logs together. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse or ran the course or pulled the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse and what she ought to know. Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Oh, here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shane the Master. No better horse or ran the course or pulled the logs more faster. Here's to Charlie Horse and what she ought to know. Charlie's gone to the big corral. We're all good horses go.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.